Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can listen or download this or any of my shows at brucesalen.com. I hope you will also like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. My book is on Amazon. My book is at brucesalen.com, and my book is at barnesandnoble.com. It's perfect for anyone who is a parent or was a child. Do you like that slogan? I have a tweet chat called A Dad's Point of View each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Join us on Thursday. It's live, it's fun, and you'll laugh and learn, I promise. Today's topic has been money, money, money with in-studio guest Jim Scheinberg of North Peer Fiduciary Management. And Jim has offered an incredible amount of wisdom in this show. If you haven't heard the whole thing, I would urge you to go back to brucesalen.com and listen to all of it. One of the things he talked about is a short newsletter. Actually, that's probably not the right terminology. A little information thing he wrote about paying yourself first. And I'd like Jim to remind us how we get that and what exactly that is.
Yeah. You know, we talked about budgets and setting up savings, and actually instead of just savings, what's left, saving purposefully. And I was asked so many times to give advice on that that I actually wrote a little page and a half long how-to guide. And it's not technical. It's a really kind of common sense in your face little thing about how to go from one place to being a saver or more of a saver. And so all you have to do is send us an email at info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction, northpeer.com. And I will be more than happy to send that on to any of your listeners who want it.
Terrific. And obviously there's no charge for that. We are near the end of our show, Jim. I'd like you to hit whatever final bullet points or topics you'd like to cover in the last few minutes we have.
You know, to kind of tie the concept all together, we talked about how families and parents need to budget amongst themselves and get that shared vision. But as a parent, you're supposed to be preparing your child for adulthood. That's your job as a parent.
Really?
And I hope so. And so what better place to do it than to actually teach these same budgeting skills that you either have had your whole entire life or are newly acquiring? And impart those to your children so they don't have to go back and catch up 10 years into a marriage. They can do these things on the front end because they've been budgeting since they were children.
And you also were talking about in regards to that, the fact that kids having jobs is something that is not as common but is certainly hugely important. You want to make a quick comment on that?
Yeah, you know, I'll tie it together because one of the things that I read in your column that I liked was that even though your children didn't have a job, you actually treated their allowance like a salary.
Yes.
Like if they did something, they got paid. So whether or not your child actually has a job, and I think there's incredible value to a child going out and earning, whether it's a couple bucks an hour. My first job was when I was 12, mopping up the local pharmacy. And I got to tell you, profoundly impacted the way I looked at money because earning a couple dollars an hour that I could buy my own candy with taught me the value of purchases. So what you should sit down to do is you should, whether you have that job, and I encourage whether you as a family need to have your child work, encourage them to.
Wait. It's not about need. It's about
exactly.
A lesson. This has nothing to do with
need. I agree.
Your point is about teaching your kids value and money value, and that's whether the family needs the money or not.
Bingo. And that's where I was going, which is whether you need it or not, your children really will get a lot out of the experience of making their own money. Then sit down with them with that money or the money that they're getting from allowance and teach them how to budget early. Teach them the value of saving. Teach them the value of delayed gratification for larger items instead of just taking a quick candy bar or toy off the shelf. And it will have profound impact on them throughout their lives.
Well, that's been that's actually incredibly valuable, and you've been an incredible guest. I cannot believe we've gone through a whole show, and I feel there's so much more we could talk about. I want to thank you, Jim, very much for joining me in studio for this show. I want to thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who's my engineer and producer, and maybe now my music producer too, who knows. And second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who's my home station manager of KZSB AM 1290. I want to thank you again for joining the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. And please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.